On.
And welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
And you've been listening to an excerpt from composer Petter Ebbens' Small Chorale Partita for Organ. We played this to honor this very fine, and I must say, very warm and kind, composer's memory, because sadly, since we last broadcast to you, Mr. Ebbens succumbed to a long illness at the age of 78.
And Petter Ebbens' contribution to the organ repertoire was huge, wasn't it? But he did also do choral works.
In fact, he made significant contributions to many genres, but the organ was by far his favorite instrument. He once said in an interview that he loved it especially because he had not been officially allowed to study it. I think he had to study piano instead. And so the organ was where he felt the freest and had fun improvising and experimenting. And he didn't feel pressure to achieve some kind of perfection.
And not long ago, we did feature some of his works for children's choirs on this program, and also a lovely song performed by Sonia Červená.
Yes, we did. And now I'm sorry to tell you that the musical community here has lost another very valuable member recently, the cellist Vladimir Leixner of the Stamitz Quartet.
And well, the Stamitz Quartet is one of the best-known ensembles in this country. Not only was Vladimir Leixner a superb performer, but he was also an excellent organizer, wasn't he?
Yes, he ran a concert agency which brought many fine artists to Prague and which promoted the careers of young artists, one of which, pianist Ivo Kahanek, we recently featured on this show as well.
And I think that Vladimir Leixner's contribution to musical life here really can't be underestimated.
Yes, and like Petter Ebbens, he shall be very much missed. So let's take a moment to honor Mr. Leixner with an excerpt from the Stamitz Quartet's performance of part of the first movement of Pavel Haas' Third String Quartet.
Thank you.
the Stamitz Quartet, including the late cellist Vladimir Leixner, with the opening of the first movement of Pavel Haase's Third String Quartet.
And now I'd like to return to a CD we featured on an earlier program, a CD by the Smetana Trio.
We heard them then with a little-known trio by Zdeněk Fibich.
And today we will hear some of Bohuslav Martinů's Piano Trio No. 2 in D minor from 1950.
And Patricia, if someone says music from 1950, what I expect is something extremely dissonant or atonal. But Martinů was never among the avant-garde experimentalists, was he?
Not at all. He didn't even understand what they were trying to accomplish or why they were writing in that way. Martinů tended toward neoclassicism, as did at times Stravinsky and Prokofiev, among others. But the wonderful thing about Martinů is the degree to which he simply went his own way.
Indeed, to the extent of getting kicked out of the Prague Conservatory for, and I quote, incorrigible negligence.
Yes, he had a lot of trouble with that as a student. He seemed to learn mostly on his own, mostly by just writing and writing, perhaps almost obsessively. Nothing seemed to slow him down, not years and years of severe poverty, and not even incredible upheaval during the Second World War, when he was made persona non grata by the Nazis in Paris, and had to live for months and months, more or less camping out wherever he could, until he got papers for him and his wife to get to America.
And I read as well that he didn't really care very much about getting his works performed.
Yes, he really just wanted to compose, period. And I suppose today he would probably be diagnosed with something or other. But during his lifetime, he was simply considered an artistic personality. So let's now hear some of the first movement of Martinů's Piano Trio No. 2 in D minor, performed by the Smetana Trio.
The Smetana Trio with the opening of the first movement of Bohuslav Martinů's Piano Trio No. 2 in D minor. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. If you would like to contact us, our address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. And I'll, as usual, give you our email address. That's english@radio.cz. And of course, you can find out more about the music that we've been talking about on our website. And that's www.radio.cz. Meanwhile, we'll leave you today in the skillful hands of the Smetana Trio and the third movement of Antonín Dvořák's Piano Trio in B-flat, Opus 21. So from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.